Are you being fobbed off by NHS physio? These are not my words. This comes from a recent news article from the Daily Mail. I'm going to talk you through exactly why they've written it, what are the implications of some of the accusations, and what needs to happen with musculoskeletal care in the UK going forward to ensure that people suffering with back pain, knee pain, sciatica can get the help they need quickly in the time that they need, and also getting the results that they need long term. This is episode 35 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic. Are you being fobbed off with NHS physio? This is something that is doing the rounds on the manual therapy circuit at the moment. A current article that was written just last week titled, Are you being fobbed off with NHS physio? Today, I'm going to talk to you about exactly what is going on. If you have had NHS physio, then you're going to want to listen on to the rest of this. We're going to explore what is happening, why it's happening, and what you can do to make sure that you're not going to be victim of the current trend. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic, and today I'm going to talk to you about NHS physio and why the NHS is fobbing you off with NHS physio. What is the issue then? So, the Daily Mail wrote an article last week on NHS physio and GPs across the UK. So apparently what is happening is more and more patients are being triaged into NHS physio before they go and see a GP. Now, why is that happening? And also, you'd be thinking, well, that's great. I don't have to go to the GP and go straight to my physiotherapist. I think 20 years ago, that would be the case, and you'd actually get a really, really good result from NHS physiotherapy. We are in now, 2023, the NHS is under-resourced. We don't have enough capabilities to be able to deal with musculoskeletal issues. A lot of musculoskeletal complaints and pain is chronic. Chronic pain takes time, chronic pain takes resources, it needs people, it needs skills. It also needs an ability to adapt as we go through. Things that the NHS don't have. The NHS has incredibly talented people in it, but they do not have enough time, they don't have enough resources in order to help our chronic pain patients long term. The problem that they're citing is that patients are being directed straight to an NHS physio because an NHS physio salary is much lower than a GP, so therefore it costs the NHS a lot less for them to go straight to the NHS physio rather than clog up a GP surgery waiting rooms. Well, that makes sense, right? If I've got back pain or if I've got knee pain, then I can just bypass the GP, go straight to the NHS physio. They said that in the article, NHS physios are on anything from 30 to 45K per year. GP starting salary, it said 50, whether this is true or not, I'm not sure. This is just from the Daily Mail. Don't take what I'm saying as gospel or take what they're saying for gospel as well. But anything from 50 up to six figures, so, you know, 100K. So if I've got five knee pain patients that I think four out of five of them are going to benefit from going to see a physio, it would make sense for them to get triaged, go straight to the NHS physio, have a plan of care, get a set of exercises once they've had some manual therapy, been educated on how they can move better, exercise more, allow their knee or back to get better, rather than going to see a GP a handful of times, taking pain medications, and then being referred to an NHS physio. So if you've been to an NHS physio, I have been to an NHS physio and I had a fantastic experience. Now, I'm 35, so I went to an NHS physio when I was 15, so that's 20 years ago. I was playing a lot of high-level hockey, and hockey, it's not great for your knees. So I actually had a knee pain, it was right under my kneecap, it was a stinging pain when I was going downstairs, and it was causing me problems when I was like jumping or lunging around on the hockey pitch. So a 15-year-old shouldn't have that sort of pain. So we actually went straight to the GP. GP said, yeah, I know what this is a patellofemoral issue, where the ligament underneath the kneecap is called the patella, was getting stressed from too much load, especially at 15-year-old, you're still growing. It can turn into something called an Osgood-Slatter's disease. Can't say that correctly in my tongue. Osgood-Slatter's disease is where the front of the knee, just underneath the tibia, tibial tuberosity, starts to grow more bone. They wanted to avoid that from happening. Otherwise, you're left with very lumpy knees later in life. You may have seen that on some people who have played a lot of football or running sports when they were young and they were developing, but the tendons are actually pulling the bones. So I went to see an NHS physio and I had four sessions of hands-on therapy. therapy, they were massaging my quads, they were doing everything through my calves, doing loads of like active release, they were doing acupuncture, even doing ultrasound on my leg. And within four sessions, I was feeling fantastic. My knee pain was gone. They gave me a whole sheet of exercises. The lady, she spent loads of time going through the exercises with me, rehab sessions, and made sure that I was doing them correctly. She gave me a band to take away as well, and a tubey grip for my knee when I was playing hockey. So I had loads and loads of care, and really quality care as well. She spent a lot of time with me. It was an hour session, and all on the NHS. So amazing, right? So what's happened? Why has that changed? Surely if this Daily Mail article is correct and patients are being fast-tracked towards that sort of service, you'd think, well, fantastic, so why are we complaining about it? Well, obviously the quality of the service has gone down. This is because more and more people are using physio and more people are being pushed into the NHS model, and this is where it's getting overrun, it's getting overloaded. The problem is that there's not enough NHS physios and they don't have enough time to treat the amount of chronic conditions that we are bringing to them. So what happens is now is the NHS physios rarely do hands-on work. We have a lot of clients coming in here and the first thing I ask them is, did you get some hands-on work? And they say, no, didn't touch me. Just got a sheet of exercises and told to go and do these and we'll give you a phone call in a couple of weeks. So literally one appointment, 15 minutes long diagnosis, which is helpful, don't get me wrong, but not always the correct diagnosis because they haven't got enough time to spend on it. Sheet of exercises printed off, off you go. Like, it's very difficult to get a long-term change when you're not getting that amount of care or the attention that you need. I'm not saying this is the NHS's fault, I'm not at all. It's just the state of where we are right now. It's just what's happening. I'm not blaming anybody, I'm just saying this is what it is. Now, we do have some clients that have come in and said, yeah, I had loads of hands-on treatment, they've shown me the exercises, got loads of like other therapies like acupuncture, it was really good. So I think it is the luck of the draw, but I tend to hear the former much more often than we hear the latter. And the Daily Mail article references this, clients going in, having knee problems, having neck problems, being sat down, spending 15, 20 minutes with the patient, giving them a sheet of exercises and told to toddle on their way and they'll give them a call later on. This triaging system is obviously not working and there needs to be something changing, and that's why more people are looking down private healthcare to go see private physiotherapists, private chiropractors in order to get seen quicker when they want, and a duty of care that is second to none. High quality care where they're listened to, their care is adapted to the individual person and their needs. Care that we give is completely different for a 90-year-old compared to a 19-year-old. You have to be very realistic about that. Not just a one-size-fits-all exercise sheet, that just can't happen. So what needs to happen going forwards? Well, we're not going to be able to solve the NHS issue in this one video blog, but from what I can see is that I think the idea that you're fast-tracking someone to an NHS physio and bypassing the GP is absolutely fantastic. We as chiropractors believe that people should live a life free of painkillers and risky surgery. I think a lot of the time people are pushed onto pain medications to mask a symptom. We want to get to the underlying cause of the problem. So we really need to make sure that if they are going towards some sort of physiotherapy or bypassing a GP straight to the source of the issue, that we can spend more time. Now, I know the NHS are doing lots of group classes. They're doing work in like stretch labs, rehab labs to bring in more people. And then you can use one exercise therapist or one physiotherapist and look after, say, 6 to 10 people. I think that's a fantastic idea. And I think we need to see more of that in the community. I also think that GPs have developed something called an AQP scheme, which is an Any Qualified Provider scheme. Now, it's very popular in certain parts of the country where you can go to a GP with a musculoskeletal complaint, and they will then offer you 9 sessions of physiotherapy, chiropractic or osteopathy, which is then funded for by the NHS, and the private chiropractor or physiotherapist will receive the fee. What is happening though is it's very tricky with some of those clients that in 9 sessions, some of those are chronic cases where nothing else has worked. So you may need more than 9 sessions, and it's a bit of an ask. So that sort of scheme is not getting necessarily the best reputation because we're getting the very, very tricky clients. It has had some great results, but not always. So do I think that chiropractors should be absorbed into the NHS? I absolutely do not agree with that. And I think that would be a really bad idea. I think chiropractors have a lovely way of managing their clients, and they also have autonomy in on the way that we can treat our clients. Now that may not be right for everybody, but for the clients that do come to us and love what we do, it's great for them. And it allows us to get a tailored approach to each individual. We get to use something where we're using the body, not putting things in the body in terms of painkillers and medications, and allows us to dictate the treatment plan for that individual as they heal. Everyone has a different healing journey, and it's really important that we can map that out and make it unique to each person. person coming in. So thank you so much for listening to this video. If you have any comments, I'd love to hear your feedback. If you've had NHS physiotherapy and you've had a great experience, please drop that in the comments. Also, if you've had an experience that you think could be improved, I'd love to hear kind of different opinions and different experiences of what has happened when you're going into NHS physio. If you think I'm completely wrong, then also I'd love to hear your comments on that as well and hear the other side of the story. Remember, I've had NHS physio and I had it a while back and I thought it's fantastic. I think all NHS physios are great. So the system is not designed now for the demand that we are putting on it. So if you like the video, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget, you can grab a copy of my best-selling book here, The Secret Cure to Back Pain, How to Avoid a Lifetime of Painkillers and Surgery. Just grab the Amazon link below in the comments and let me know what you think. Thanks a lot.